Hello and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, March 26, 2024. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, on this episode of the Small Pod, I will be going in detail on some pitchers during spring training who impressed me the most and players you should all be looking forward to watching this season.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
First up for the in this list, in this episode, I want to talk about Ryan Weathers, someone who, if you could say, was a pitching MVP, was definitely that for the Marlins this spring. Someone who's going to go into a higher role than he was last season since being traded from the Padres. Was struggling for the Marlins last season, but now having a full offseason under their coaching staff with Mel, is now proved himself to be a part of this rotation and a big part of it, being the number three in the rotation for the Marlins over guys like Max Meyer, over guys like Trevor Rogers. Definitely to start the season, because the Marlins do have a good amount of injuries on the pitching side with Sandy, Yuri, Braxton Garrett, Eddie Cabrera, and players who are coming off of injury, like I just mentioned with Trevor Rogers and Max Meyer.
Fastball right by LeMahieu, one down here in the first.
And with Ryan Weathers, you could see here, he led the Marlins in innings pitched, 18 innings. So that really shows you the Marlins did want to have a really good look at Ryan Weathers this spring training, the front office, the coaching staff, to see what he could do an extended portion on the mound. And he really just performed very well to a 3 ERA, striking out 21, only walking 4 in 18 innings, which is a good number there. His whip was pretty good. With Ryan Weathers, someone I was really impressed with. His velo hit, I believe, 95, 97. And with him, he has a way to prove himself that he deserves to be on his rotation long term if he continues to do what he did this spring and put it to the season. They're giving him a very big role, putting him in number three spot. Again, we will see what happens as maybe the months go on and we get into the summer, if he's still in the rotation, if he dropped a little lower. Of course, with guys coming back from injury, but if he showcases himself, if he continues to do what he's done this spring in the major league level, then there's no way you can put him down. You have to give him those starts. And Ryan Weathers this spring has really shown it. He was easily, you could say, the best starting pitcher for the Marlins. They gave him 18 innings, close to 20 innings, around five more than the next pitcher, who we'll get into. But Ryan Weathers really, for me, with a star for the Marlins this spring. And the next player I want to mention is right under him on this list you were looking at, A.J. Puck, the converted reliever coming in as a starter for the Marlins. And is a number two starter. You mentioned Ryan Weathers number three. A.J. Puck has even a bigger role than that as a number two starter, coming in as a reliever for the Marlins last season. Someone who did come up as a starter in the Oakland A's organization before being converted to a reliever, was a starter in the University of Florida, but this is his first full-time role as a starter in the major leagues. Now the Marlins are relying on him to throw over 100 innings easily. For the Marlins, they're trying to get 5-6 innings out of him per start, and that's going to be very fascinating to watch. But if you just look at the small sample size from AJ Puck this spring, he showcased what he could do. Again, only 13 and two-thirds of an innings, but 23 strikeouts. That is an insane number to only do that in 13 innings. Led the Marlins in strikeouts, walking 4, which might be a bit much in 13 innings, but you take those strikeouts, you take the low ERA with those walks. Only 2 earned runs. giving up 12 hits. AJ Puck Vila was very good this spring. Someone also showed relatively good control from the lefty. And AJ Puck really showed himself out to be the number two starter for the Marlins. They will be relying on him a lot again. Lots of injuries on the starting side. We'll see what happens to AJ Puck as the season progresses. But this is someone who looks to be in the rotation for a good part of the season, if not all of it. Maybe you can get 120 innings. That's what the Marlins do need out of AJ Puck. Again, he's not going to go out there and give you 7-8 innings. But on occasion, if he can give you a seventh inning, if the majority of his starts are somewhere around 6 innings, if a bad start is a 5-inning game, I mean, you take that from the guy who just became a starter, who threw around 50, 60 innings last season, to now someone who is the second in the rotation after Jesus Luzardo. But really great to see from AJ Puck. Top two guys right there, Ruthers and AJ Puck, look to do big things in this rotation for the Marlins. And another person who's looking to do big things, and we could probably even go another 5-6 minutes just talking about this guy, that's Sixto Sanchez. Yes, you heard that right. Sixto Sanchez impressed in spring training. We have not seen him in a major league game since 2020. We have not seen him pitch since that one inning in Pensacola to end last season, if you even want to count that. As that was just to get him on the mound, see what he has, see if he's not – his arm isn't a cut in two, but no, it is incredible the comeback that Sixto has had, going up to 98 miles, 97 miles per hour, not giving up a single run, walking three, which I guess, you know, coming back from what he's come back, three walks, you take those. You take those from what you're getting with Sixto Sanchez. The velo is there. He looks like the man. That has earned himself a spot in the roster, and he has earned a spot, wearing a new number, but with Sixto Sanchez coming into the bullpen. But don't expect him to go ahead and do high leverage situations right away, or someone to give you 2-3 innings right away, but someone who he could start in low leverage situations just to see what he could do, just to see if Sixto Sanchez is even available to come out and pitch from the bullpen 2-3 days of that velocity. If consistent, if he's continually to hit 98, continually 97, can he even hit 99 again? But to see Sixto Sanchez go from where he was at 6 months ago, a year ago, to now being in the roster for the Marlins again, you could put it to injuries, but with there are injuries, there are opportunities, and Sixto Sanchez grabbed the brass ring and really showcased himself to be part of this roster and someone that people are going to be looking forward to watching. I could probably say confidently that maybe there are some people who could go to opening day, who go to games looking to watch Sixto Sanchez pitch. He was that guy back in 2020. He was supposed to be what maybe Yuri Ruz, comparing Sixto Sanchez to Pedro Martinez, a Hall of Famer. He had that kind of stuff. The Marlins traded away JT Realmuto to get Sixto Sanchez, that highly thought after. And to see him now finally pitch in Marlins Park with fans will be very incredible to see. Full circle moment for Sixto Sanchez. But again, can he do it for a full season? How many innings are we getting from Sixto Sanchez this season? Will he be injured? Knock on wood, hopefully not. But I have high hope for Sixto Sanchez from a guy who a lot of people said will never make the roster. When is he going to get cut? Is he going to get traded? To now is in the opening day roster for the Marlins. Incredible. So Ryan Weathers, AJ Puck, Sixto Sanchez, hats off to you three. Incredible spring, and hopefully going to have an incredible 2024. I am Daniel Rodriguez, and this is Big Fish Small Pod. As always, go fish.